Entrepreneur magazine, from thousands of entries, has chosen Glassy Baby founder Lee Rhodes as Entrepreneur of 2011.
Well, I was stunned. I mean, the people we were up against are not only wonderful companies who all give back as well, but they're also huge. I mean, they're $60 million and $80 million companies.
Rhodes is the first woman and the first from the Northwest to win the annual award. Business is good for the maker of the hand-blown glass candle holders or cups.
Oh, it's been fantastic. We're up about 40%. I think by the end of the year, we'll be closer to 50. We're going to end right around, we wanted to be at 6 million. I don't think we'll have enough Glassy Baby. I think we'll end it right around 5.75. I think we'll just have enough Glassy Baby for that.
Lee tells us that they just keep coming up with new colors.
We have 469 colors. We just added a new color called Elf, which is in a gorgeous green, so maybe we're at 470 now. And we have 70 glass blowers, and it takes 4 glass blowers 9 minutes to make one Glassy Baby, and they all work together.
Rhodes founded Glassy Baby after her third bout with cancer. So far, the 10-year-old company has donated more than $650,000 supporting cancer patients and research.
Our goal is to give back 10% of revenue. We're a little over 8% right now. And so every Glassy Baby actually gives back. Just some specific ones give to specific cancers or environmental groups.
I'm Brian Gregory, Como News Radio.